The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is vowing to make some changes. This is coming after the federal agency admitted that potentially dangerous anthrax and bird flu samples were mishandled by the laboratory staff.
Yes, the Three Stooges never went away. They just went to go work for the
CDC.
That's right. Oh. Wow. This is another reason why I call them for the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, because what prevention are they really doing? Especially when they take these, let's see, this smallpox we found in a closet here. We need to destroy it. Yes, we need to destroy it. First, we need to find out if it can cause infection. Well, who thinks this way?
Found it in a cardboard box.
Right, which I'm sure is approved as a container for hazardous, infectious, potentially bioterror materials. A cardboard box that's 50 years old. So there was an accidental, just if you don't know what, in June, they had an accidental anthrax exposure. I mean, this is the place, we're talking level 1, 2, 3. I mean, they go probably 100,000 feet down below at the bedrock of Atlanta, Georgia, Decatur, Emory University area, off of Clifton Road there, the CDC. And they're going down there, and they've got all of the contaminants, supposedly the most dangerous, deadly microbes on the planet, anywhere in the universe. And they still are goofing on how they're transporting these and causing exposure, unnecessary exposure. Who knows if unnecessary release, although I don't know what would be necessary release into the environment. So after the investigation into the anthrax incident last week, despite them saying, well, no lab workers were infected, but they also said, well, there may be other instances. That might not be the only thing we did wrong. And they even brought in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Superdoc. Can you imagine? USDA now going into the CDC. Going, what the heck is going on over there? If you need the USDA to inspect you, and you're the CDC, what does that say? That's not very impressive.
If the anthrax thing wasn't bad enough, and if the smallpox thing didn't make you just scratch your head and go, what's going on here? Apparently they have found out that they also did something rather dangerous with the avian flu, with the bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were moving stuff around, and in this particular case, it's kind of funny, they transported, now listen, the cardboard box, we laughed about that.
Right.
But apparently, they didn't restrict things to just the cardboard box, did they?
No, what else did they transport these dangerous, deadly microbes in? Couldn't it be anything worse than a cardboard box or something equivalent?
Apparently, they used Ziploc bags.
I mean, there you go. We actually got that. That came right from the hallways of the CDC. Just say that thing, Ziploc bags at the CDC. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
I mean, and you know, these were not approved Ziploc bags either. And I don't know if there are levels of Ziploc bags that are like 30 mil thick or something that don't allow.
Maybe the ones you can use in the freezer. Maybe I don't know.
But hey, Frank, you done with that sandwich over there? Yeah, why do you ask?
We need something to put this bird flu in.
Yeah, we got some extra bird flu over here. We seem to have run out of Ziploc bags, Frank. Thanks very much. Yeah. Come on, man. This is the CDC. Wow. I mean, the levels of incompetence there. You know, it's the same place that remember that woman that was in charge of like $1.2 billion worth of projects, and she was like having sex with animals? Do you remember that? It was a weird case a few years back.
Oh, man. I tried to block that one out of my memory. Thank you.
I know, but this is the kind of crazy. There's like a dangerous death cult over there. And, of course, I'm not indicting everybody who works at the CDC. Because I actually know some people. They're nice people that work there. And, of course, we're not indicting the toxicologists because they really are the champions, in my opinion, of what really causes disease. But those that are handling these dangerous, deadly microbes, experimenting with them, modifying them to see if they can create the next pandemic, I mean, there's a real mental deficit there in those people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like the ones that are going to have Alzheimer's because they're not thinking. They're just like, go ahead, give me the drug because I might get it. They're not thinking already. They might as well have Alzheimer's at this point because they're not utilizing the powers of thought, concentration, questioning, you know, integrating things, A plus B leads to C kind of thing, that is necessary to work at these, you know, so-called high-level, high-security microbiological labs.
Well, they're doing something about it. I mean, we'll hand it to them. People make mistakes, and apparently the CDC, they've created this high-level group of leaders who's going to work on lab safety issues. So I can see the new manual they're putting together now. Number one, no cardboard boxes. Mm-hmm. Number two, Ziploc bags, no, not approved. So, I mean, whatever. I mean, they're doing what they can do. But listen, people are human. People get lazy, they get lax, they cut corners. I think that's just kind of human nature. But when you've got people like this that are working with, you know, things that potentially could kill everybody on the face of the earth if it were released in the wrong way, obviously there's been a lack of confidence, I think, in the CDC that's put in place by this happening.
You think? I think that they've added, from what I understand, new questions to potential applicants or applicants to jobs at CDC. One of the, you know, the questions, it's multiple choice. You know, if you are to transport deadly Ebola, let's say from the 7th floor to the 13th floor underground, what do you utilize as a transport mechanism?
Tupperware.
Tupperware. That's one of the options. A cooler, you know, a higher end cooler that you got from Walmart down the road, or a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
And those, that's A, B, and C. There, of course, D is none of the above. But like, I just, you know, we cover this story, and you got to understand, if you're dealing at this level, you don't get to make mistakes. I know you're being nice about, oh, they're a human. It's like, no. You're at that level. You don't transport things in Ziploc bags. Yet,
probably not a good
idea. And here's the interesting thing too. You know, when I've gone out and spoken at, for instance, libertarian events, I remember in the years when Ron Paul was running for president, I'd go out and speak at events that, you know, were people that really love liberty. But there was always a small percentage of the crowd that were like intellectuals as well, libertarian intellectuals. And they would be annoyed with me because, you know, I utilize homeopathic medicine, natural medicine. Oh, it's not scientific, right? And these same people would say and agree that government and government agencies are absolutely incompetent. You wouldn't trust them with your children, much less your dog. Yet when it comes to the so-called science of medicine and microbiology and pathology and, you know, disease-causing microorganisms, they just completely lose touch with their own intellectual capacity and go, well, in that case, they're okay, right? But here is the buffoonish story that should wake up the last percentages of libertarians out there who believe that modern medicine really is scientific. And, of course, this show, probably more than any other, destroys those myths of science thanks to our good friend Liam Sheff, who I just heard, by the way. We figured out our dilemma for Thursday when I'll be on the road. I asked Joni, but she's coming back from California, Joni Abbott. But Liam Sheff is going to host with you, Super Don, on Thursday.
Nice.
Hide
Looking
the kids.
Forward to that. Yeah.
So if you're easily offended, you don't want to listen to Thursday's show. I can't guarantee that Super Don and Liam Sheff will be containable as to the discussion material that they will
not.
Cover.
I hope not.
You hope not. And they will be transporting their ideas in small hemp-based plastic bags. So it'll be a step-up improvement from CDC. I guarantee
one of the
that.
10,000 things that can be made with hemp, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, we could replace a lot of the petrochemical plastics. So if you have an opinion about the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, of course, they've never met a vaccine they didn't love and want to inject into you and your children. You know, talking about prevention, they don't know prevention. But there's another story here, a pox on the CDC's vaccination agenda, the rise of herpes zoster, shingles. And this is coming through our good friend Sayer G at Green Med Info. I encourage you to read this one, because the rise of shingles has been corresponding, correlated to the rise of this idea that we can vaccinate for chickenpox, much less the so-called manifestation later in life that they call shingles. And here we know how to deal with shingles. You can utilize the homeopathic chickenpox remedies, which include the zoster or the varicella virus in a homeopathic attenuation that could never cause the disease. But neutralizing it, we talk about viral replication, silver. There's inflammation associated. There's pain. There's itching. There's all kinds of neurological interfaces. Silver can nourish the nerves as well, locally and systemically. We also talk about increasing the mineral content, but none of these things are addressed by the CDC's promotion of shots for shingles, which do nothing to address the terrain that gives rise to the manifestation or expression of disease or the activation of these so-called viral proteins, which may not be there to harm you, never have been there to harm you, but literally are escape hatches for genetic material when your cells are dysregulated because of a lack of selenium, for instance, in the soil, in the food grown on soil devoid of selenium, and then in that which you eat or consume. So if you're not at least doing 200 micrograms of selenium a day, and you have a tendency towards shingles manifestation, you better get on the horn right now with Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Say, hey, Jonathan, RSB said I need some more selenium. Yeah, darn straight, 100% whole food selenium. 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077 for that, and a lot of the other wonderful things we do here. You can find linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The banners are there. We've got an Ebola update coming up as well, and it relates to something I've just said, so we'll address that. Should you be frightened by it? Frankly, I'm more frightened by Frank at the CDC with his plastic bags and the transport of those so-called deadly microorganisms. What do you think? Let me know. 866-939-2355. Super Don, talking Ebola next segment. Are we really going to do it?
We are going to do it.
Okay. Everybody, put on your body condoms, whatever you have. No, you don't need them. You don't need them. The law of the terrain is here to support you, and so is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
In the Hill World now, and balancing out the raw masculinity and deep voice of Super Don, one of the most positive and uplifting natural healers we know. The Nature of Healing is her book. Heal the Body, Heal the Planet. Surprise guest Roseanne Lindsay is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Roseanne, how are you?
Hey guys, how are you? I'm doing great.
We got you on because, of course, the fear of Ebola is so overwhelming. We figure that you can nourish the listeners into a calm state of recognition that it's not the Ebola, it's something else that they're not telling us.
Well, they're trying to scare us. I mean, it's fear. It's promote as much fear as possible these days. I don't find a positive news story except on the Natural News Network or on your show. You know, not just Ebola, it's the new cancer vaccines are being promoted. You know, you can't protect yourself unless you have a cancer vaccine now. They're going to have an Ebola vaccine coming soon, I'm sure. What is this telling us? That we don't have any power within us. We have to turn to these experts to help us protect ourselves.
Yeah, wasn't it like, Roseanne, last hour, I don't know if you were able to listen, but Super Don found some really great stories about neurological degradation like Alzheimer's. Like, they pretend they can prevent it, yet they say, hey, listen, even if you don't have it, we're going to test these drugs on you. I mean, this is really an insane asylum of modern medicine where they're continuing to proliferate this idea that if we can just get you the right drug, however toxic it may be, we can prevent the disease you may or may not even get.
Right, and this other study they don't talk about that's come out is the direct link they're showing between Alzheimer's and aluminum toxicity, and aluminum is present in every single vaccine out there now. That's the new adjuvant. Mm-hmm. So if they say they claim they've taken mercury out, which, you know, affects the brain, they've just added something new to the mix. So all of this is kind of smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. If we can see you know, take off our rose-colored glasses and see what's really happening here. We can make our own decisions. We can be informed and protect ourselves without any of these new vaccines.
Yeah, oh, exactly. We're going to talk about that. Also, some positive results of more studies coming out about cannabis and cancer and other things. But on this Ebola issue, I remember years ago, I'm talking back in the 90s, I remember studying about this when we saw cases of Ebola, the new flesh-eating disease, they were saying. And there were some studies published literally in the peer-reviewed literature about supplementing selenium back into the diets. They posited that maybe the lack of selenium in the soils in certain areas of Africa were contributing. And when they reintroduced this trace element, they reversed the Ebola. It stopped it. There was no drug necessary.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? We're missing nutrients, essential minerals and nutrients that if we replenish the body with them, the body heals itself. So, yeah, we're missing selenium, which you talk about, chromium. Everybody's blood sugar is out of whack these days. If they could just add whole food chromium or alternative to that, juice thing. Juicing is a great way to add chlorophyll to the body, which is, you know, which is the blood of the plant. The blood of the plant is like our blood, and that's how close to nature we are. We are part of nature, and if we just use nature to our benefit, we heal ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And you want to learn more about it, get Roseanne's wonderful book, The Nature of Healing, Heal the Body, Heal the Planet. Roseanne, what's the best place online to get your book?
It's on Amazon.com, actually.
That makes it about as easy as it can get. Now,
not much easier than that.
Not much easier. Now, let me ask you. Even though Amazon and their fire thing we covered with Mike Adams, we unplug those things. Okay. But definitely go to Amazon and get Roseanne's book. We talked a little bit earlier about this shingles vaccine. It's titled by the Green Med Info, Sergey, it's great, a pox on the CDC's vaccination agenda, the rise of herpes zoster. You've been covering this story as well. You talk about this.
Yeah, I just put it up on my Facebook page. People can reach me on Facebook as well, either Nature of Healing or on my page, Roseanne Lindsay. I wanted to bring this up again because so many people are talking about, you know, whether you're in yoga class or out in the shopping, in the grocery store, people are talking about this new shingles vaccine. And it's even being advertised at grocery stores out and about on a slow season when they're not advertising flu vaccine, they're advertising shingles vaccine now. And they're finding that the chickenpox vaccine is actually bringing on shingles now. And if you are naturally exposed to chickenpox as a child, your chances of your risk of getting shingles is much decreased.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting away from this. Chickenpox
is not. We had the chickenpox parties for our kids. Listen, Roseanne, can you stick around another segment? We're going to talk about CBD and cannabis cures. And I know you love talking about that too.
Yeah, I love listening to it too.
All right, stick around. Roseanne Lindsay is here with us. Surprise, surprise. Great, great balance for Super Don and RSB here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cannabis updates, curing cancer next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Way. One World Way has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, looking to do some happy talk this segment, because we got great news on the cannabis front. And we're going to get into that with our special guest, surprise guest, Roseanne Lindsay. Hooray! Naturopath, the author of The Nature of Healing, Heal the Body, Heal the Planet. Please go to Amazon.com and get it. You will be richly rewarded with a lot of the great energy that's in there and great insight and information for healing. So Roseanne, cannabis, CBD, you've been working with us a little bit as well. It's been a godsend for us. And now we're finding out that this cannabis compound, which has been rumored by other scientific researchers around the world, but not here in the United States, that it can stop the growth of cancer cells, cancer tumors. Interesting stuff here. Have you seen this?
I have. It's the high THC version. Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah, in this case they are, and that's the controversy, because sometimes, you know, we'll post into the social networks and we'll get some of those that have a moral kind of authority air about them. Well, I hope you're not talking about the whole plant with THC. I'm like, dude, we're talking about whatever's going to, you know, cure cancer, not kill you. And, of course, this plant contains a lot of cannabinoids, the most studied of which are CBD and THC, and they both have different things, but they both have beneficial things. And in this case, yeah, you're right, the THC version.
I think the THC version, from what I've heard at the cannabis conference that we both attended, was that it focuses on the tumorous types of cancer versus the other CBD hemp oil that's no THC or low THC actually does the peripheral cancers, like the blood-related cancers, the leukemias, and that sort of thing. So they can work together. You can do them together or separately, and they each have their benefits.
Yeah, I think that's an important part of this, that if you look at creation, however you want to term the term creation and what created it, these things were placed here for the use for our benefit, and yet we're still having to overcome some programming, some limitations toward our programming to believe or perceive that this plant, one aspect of it is bad, one aspect of it is good, but we're manipulated all the time in this way, are we not? By the medical establishment, for instance, to say you have good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. But even, you know, the blood pressure issue, which I'm going to talk about a little later with Jerry Doyle, we covered, that's an intriguing discussion that kind of opens up the thought form on high blood pressure, that even though we don't all want to walk around with it all of the time, that there may be an adaptive response that is positive for keeping the brain and nervous system functioning well into what they call super old ages.
Right. Yeah, and this CBD oil, I mean, we have receptors in our body for it and other plants as well, moringa, tree oil, dandelion, all the herbs, each of them can help us benefit. But this hemp oil is just amazing in what it's able to do with seizures. And, for instance, my mom recently had a bad drug reaction to a steroid inhaler, and she had systemic inflammation almost immediately. And I ordered some of this hemp oil, CBD oil, non-THC, and within a few days, her inflammation was down to zero. Pretty much. I was so impressed with it. It's also helped my son with constipation issues. So mm-hmm. We don't even know the extent to what this oil, you know, has the ability it has in the body.
Yeah, you mentioned the CBD for your mom in this case for inflammation. We know that it seems to modulate inflammation, of course, with your son. We know also of the preponderance of receptors within the gastrointestinal system, the lining itself. So it makes sense for restoration. Of course, we focus on this a lot in healing because of my own history. And every time we learn something new about this plant and what the cannabinoids can do, it is absolutely astounding. Yet we still, again, have to overcome a lot of resistance. I told a story last week about meeting with a congressperson who wants to be a congressperson in Florida. And she seemed open to it, but yet she's Republican, a little conservative. And, you know, you could tell there was an energetic reluctance to embrace this, even with now, as we see more scientific validation, whatever that may mean, because we know a lot of that is corrupted. But in this case, you're seeing it, as you said, firsthand with your mom and your son, which is what I've seen in my family as well. And I think that's going to overwhelm or overcome those resistors, so to speak.
Well, we have to ask these people who claim to represent us, if they're really interested in health issues, if they're really interested in our health, or if they're interested in political issues and money, because that's what it comes down to. We know that the studies have shown, I mean, it's proof positive that these plants are medicinal, and we've known this for centuries. You know, the Native Americans use them. They use mm-hmm. them in Eastern medicine for thousands of years. And if they want to ignore all of this science, then we kind of know the answer.
Yeah, you know, but even in this... Roseanne, even in the scientific realm here, we take this good information that we're really happy to share with everybody, and then you read one of the quotes from the researchers, and it says, our research uses an isolated chemical compound, and using the correct concentration is vital. Cancer patients should not use cannabis to self-medicate, but I hope that our research will lead to a safe synthetic equivalent being available in the future. There's no such thing. That's an oxymoron, a safe synthetic.
Yeah, exactly. So they want to make this, again, about money, about patent.
It's the arrogance of man. Once again, they find something that works, and it's like, well, we can make it better. We can make it ourselves. We don't have to rely on nature, right?
Well, that's why we have a woman on the show with us this hour, because the arrogant men can't get this the way the women can.
Well, excluding you two.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
But you notice that, yeah, I had to pump Super Don up. That's why he's Super Don. But he still seems to manage to fit his head through the door. He's doing rather well.
Oh, yes, he is super. You are.
It's the hair gel. It helps me, you know, kind of squeak in through the door jam.
Oh, is it made of CBD oil? If not, it should be. Well, listen, this is really great news, actually. The thing that we take from it is it's the plant, it's the things in the plant. When they go down the synthetic road, that's the corruption of the mind. That's the arrogance that you said, Super Don, in fact, that takes us to the point where, oh, this is really great. Look what we have in nature. Oh, we can do better. We are man. We created fire.
Right? I don't know what it is, why man just thinks that they have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, it's just this driving thing in the psyche of man that, you know, it's like, oh, well, we can build a better wheel. Well, you know what? You're going to find out 50 years from now that better wheel that you just created is killing people. I mean, it repeats over and over and over again through history.
Yeah. Well, we got some really good news here on the cannabis front, even more. I mean, if that wasn't good enough, remember that guy Mike Boyer from Spokane, Washington? He was like,
oh, yeah, he was the guy that was the first customer in the state of Washington to buy legal recreational marijuana.
Right. He was like, dude, I did it. He's wearing like a Deadhead, tie-dye T-shirt. He's so cool.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
I camped out. I got the first one. And he's on TV and everything. And it's like, oops, his employer sees it and says, sorry, you're done. You're fired. There's a drug policy here, even though it's legal. Well, the good news is he got rehired.
He did.
What happened? Did he share some with his boss? What happened?
No. Well, listen, I think it was a combination of things. First, the high-profile thing about him getting fired probably played a little bit of part in that.
Right.
But the policy was that he is not allowed to be under the influence while at work. Well, he took the day off. So it's not like he was at work when he did. He took the day off, and he was not using it while on the job. And so the boss kind of looked at the situation and said, all right, well, you know, actually, I was wrong. You can have your job back. So good for him.
Right.
Mike Boyer is now gainfully employed again, although rumor has it that he is considering changing jobs because he wants to get into the cannabis industry now.
Man. Well, he was definitely enthusiastic about it. And, you know, listen, all of these things can be used medicinally, even recreationally, of course, for some. And Roseanne, let me ask you in terms of your sphere of influence, are you seeing up there in Wisconsin shifting attitudes there? Or do you have a lot of conservatives that have not this openness to utilize this plant for all the reasons, the right reasons we would perceive?
Well, actually, Robert, I am so apolitical, I don't even pay attention to what they're talking about in the news. I mean, I'll post some stories, but I don't connect with the political regime there. I really want just to let people know that they can access this part of nature like what you do in all 50 states. They don't they can avoid draining their energy by finding out what their state is doing, because once the state has access to this and tries to make laws about what we can and cannot put in our bodies, they start restricting our ability to access it. So I don't even want to go there. I don't even want to put energy into it. I don't even tell people about that. You know, I just tell them where they can get this and see if it works for them.
Did you see how she did that, like, kung fu right there, Super Don?
I know.
I mean,
no,
she's good. She's like, no, I'm not going there. That's no negativity here. We're going right to helping the folks where they are. Do you see what I'm saying? I wasn't kidding.
I am the young Padawan learner, yes.
Right?
All right, fine.
That's the energy we needed today. Thank you.
That's right.
Very good.
Keeping it real. Keeping it positive.
Yeah, by the way, this month, the month of July, our friends at Hemp Meds are offering it up at 20% off if you enter the code SHW47, that's show without the O, SHW47. And we hope to have some things. They promised they're going to send some samples and different things that I can show, because I'll be talking about this as well at the Healing Revolution Summit in Asheville, North Carolina. But, Roseanne, to your point, exactly. We don't have to wait. And this gnaws at Superdon every day. We have to cover this, that these people are not getting the right information, whether it be from the political or the mass media, about access to CBD, specifically from the industrial hemp plant. And in fact, we had to, you know, we had Andrew Hart on yesterday talking about this, because there was such confusion even within the hemp industry, trying to say, no, that's not hemp oil.
Well, I think what the media and the politicians do is try to distract us from what the real issue is. This is all a distraction, all the laws that they're trying to create around this. They want us to worry about, is it applicable to us? Do we need a certain diagnosis or condition to be able to access it? People are so distracted by this that they're not getting what they need, or they're thinking they have to move and, you know, just grow it yourself. I mean, can I say that?
Yes, grow it yourself. That's right. The ultimate state of civil disobedience. But of course, we're talking about spiritual obedience to that which created us all, to do right by ourselves and those who are in need of this help. Ultimately, that we've got to get back and re-embrace that level of freedom. And Roseanne, God bless you. Thank you for helping others to do the same in your sphere of influence. We appreciate you and the book, The Nature of Healing. Heal the body, heal the planet. We told her we were going to talk about gaseous emissions from the end of the Alimentary Canal. She said, no, I'm going to go. You guys have fun. Roseanne, we love
you
lots.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for stopping by.
We are uplifted accordingly. That's Roseanne Lindsay. We're going to take a break, and the boys are back. The fart update. Is it a cancer cure or not? Will we get to the bottom of this, Super Don?
We'll do our best.
Okay.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex.
plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I knew we shouldn't cover that story, Super Don, on the gaseous emissions. Remember the hydrogen sulfide from Toots?
Yeah.
Let's just say it.
How could you not cover that story?
The thing is, I knew what was going to happen. And, you know, I'm just waiting for the seething, raging, angry letters from parents out there who have teenagers.
Ah.
Because now my son, every time, what is that smell? He says, Dad, no, don't worry, I'm curing cancer. Just curing cancer. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
this is what they were going to do with it. I know.
For
I'm in
those
trouble.
Of you that missed it, this was, what, a couple days ago, I think, we covered where they were saying that the breathing farts might be good for you. Cure cancer, prevent strokes, you know.
Right, right. Well, we're responsible. We have to cover these stories, even if they have a pungent smell to them. And this one was, the theory was, okay, hydrogen sulfide seems to have some impact on cancer cells, and the mitochondria can produce some level of it, small amounts, you know, prevent cancer. Of course, the extrapolation out to, oh yes, let's all have 2D parties and smell all you can. It's not the way it works. Just in case anybody was misunderstanding our story. We just cover it, you know, put a little lightness to it, but I don't know that we lit it up all the way we could have, but in this case, now there's counterbalance to this in the mainstream news because there are some that are upset with the way the media covered it. But, I mean, come on, what do you want? You see a headline that says smelling flatulence can help you live longer, according to scientists? You're going to cover that story. There's just no way.
Yes. And listen, when we cover these stories, you know, especially these ones that are a little fun, a lot of that's going to be possibly rhetorical or tongue-in-cheek. And so, you got to go in and read it and do it for yourself. We do it more for the fun aspect of it
rather than
the intellectual aspect. But apparently, I guess, you know, it was a thing where they cherry-picked a certain part of the study to come up with that headline just so that people would read it. Like the magazines, the newspapers, the websites, they go for ratings. We understand that. But apparently the actual article in this, it was called the Medicinal Chemistry Communications that inspired the press release, was not about really smelling farts or preventing disease. In fact, it was discussing the development of this compound called AP39 that in laboratory experiments delivered these very small amounts of hydrogen sulfide to the mitochondria, blah, 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 blah. So it really wasn't about smelling farts to cure cancer.
No, in fact, they put the poll quote in this article at NBC is, quote, none of this research says you should go and inhale farts. Okay.
They couldn't find that in the paper anywhere.
Yeah. Jeez, man. Incredible story, though. And think about it this way, too. Even if, let's say, this compound hydrogen sulfide, which is naturally found in these gaseous emissions, could cure some kind of cancer or have impact negative on cancer, colon cancer is not impacted necessarily by it because it has to live in an environment probably rich with lots of hydrogen sulfide. So
let's be reasonable here, okay? Is smelling farts going to cure disease? Probably not. Is smelling farts going to create disease? Probably not. You'd probably have to inhale a lot of fart to try.
Come on.
Fart. What's wrong with fart? It's not a bad word.
It's not the same as ladies
who
fart in their
squeeze, I can say fart.
Okay, remember how I typically use that word. I talk about women farting in their car all the time, how annoying that is.
That's with a D, isn't it?
That's with a D. That's right. Okay. Women applying makeup, right? And that's not something you should do while driving. If you're a passenger, that's different.
Would you prefer I say break wind? Is that nerdy enough for you?
I like that. Right, break like the wind. We're about to break like the wind.
I don't think you can break wind enough to really have a profound effect on you, good or bad.
Right.
It just stinks, and it's embarrassing, and sometimes annoying, especially when the dog does it. So.
Well, yes, exactly. And it's always the dog's fault. If he's in the room, no matter who's in there, it's the dog. And by the way, we're going to hear from Ty Bollinger tomorrow. I know he's busy packing for the road trip, getting ready to head out. He says he's going to be with us from the road. We'll find out if any of his kids say, hey, Dad, pull my finger. I'm curing cancer. We're going to find out if it happens in the Bollinger family. So stick around for that. Listen, say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, healing, liberty, and occasional irreverence possible. Thank you to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for joining us today as well, talking about breaking news about the spying that's happening from the Amazon Fire TV thing, as well as the potential lawsuit against Whole Foods over them selling heavy metals in their supplements.
Something just struck me. You realize that we went from the beginning of the show breaking news to the end of the show breaking wind.
Oh, yes, very good. And the balance to it all today, Roseanne Lindsay, her book, The Nature of Healing, Heal the Body, Heal the Planet. Wonderful, wonderful book. Appreciate you, Roseanne, for dropping by. So that's it for today, folks. We got a Outside the Box Wednesday coming up. Thursday, look forward to Liam Sheff and Super Don and the return of Anna Victoria Rogers, Toxic World, Toxic People. Till we get to Asheville this weekend, Healing Revolution Summit. The power to heal. Come on. Come on.
It's yours.
It's yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.